not going to lie to you. We got Lucas Johnson behind us. This could be a little dangerous.
The mics are on. The mics are on.
The mics are on. Yeah, somebody remind Lucas. Tell Lucas we got hot mics going here so we don't. How fun was that to talk to the Johnson boys? They're coming to the tailgate tomorrow.
I know you had mentioned that. Yeah. I didn't know that they were going to come out here today. So that was an amazing surprise.
That was awesome.
Thrilling.
I had sent Lucas a message and said, hey, if you're going to be in town early, swing on by. And then the next thing I know, I see two mammoth 6'8 guys or whatever coming out with a beer in their hand.
Spectacular.
I'm like, hey, I think I know. They've been golfing in Rantoul today and doing a lot of stuff. So they're taking advantage of this. All right, Pipes, we're live at Pia's.
That's right.
And we got a football game tomorrow, but we also have basketball tonight. Greg Campy is the coach.
He's a good coach.
He has been around forever. How good is this Oakland team? I'm not expecting you to break down everything, although I did see your three keys and a pick.
Three keys and a pick, yep.
I finally got that right. So what are we thinking about this Oakland team that I think only lost by six maybe to Ohio State?
They did. Yeah, they were up for a lot of the second half there in Columbus. They were up at halftime and extended that into about, 7 minutes left. But it was a three-point game. I remember being at State Farm Center on Monday and kind of score-watching and whatnot and tapping Jeremy and Joey on the shoulder and being like, Ohio State's up three with less than a minute to go. You never know where that one's going to go. Ultimately, Columbus was able to see the home team get a win. But Oakland shoots a ton of threes. That's kind of their MO. They're going to go bombs away from deep. They got a D2 transfer who took 18 shots against Ohio State. All 18 were threes.
Wow, is that true?
Yeah, he made six of them. So between him and another guy that they've had for a while, they're going to shoot a lot from the outside. Rocket Watts is a familiar name from Michigan State.
That's right.
I was looking back. So I remember he had a really good game in Champaign his freshman year. That would have been 2020, 2021. And guys on the court in that game, Io DeSumo, Cassius Winston, Kofi Coburn, Xavier Tillman, who's in the NBA right now. Rocket Watts was the high scorer in that game with 21 points. So that's a talented player who didn't pan out. They tried to turn him into a point guard at Michigan State post-Cassius. Didn't work out for him. He ends up going to Mississippi State, doesn't play a lot, ends up at Oakland. So I will tell you, he didn't score against Ohio State. He was 0 for 5 from the field. He was pretty non-existent in that game. But if there was a way, I know in all these movies now, I wrote in my article, kind of the multiverse, you get the Spider-Man, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man just shows up and he's here. Like, if Rocket Watts from 3 or 4 years ago shows up tonight at State Farm Center, you might be worried.
Could be it. So
he's a talented guy that's been a while since he's been that dude, but he's got that in there somewhere deep down. So between that, they also have a 6'6" forward who was an all-league player last year.
Okay.
Who's I think that's a good matchup for Coleman. I think Coleman's going to see a lot of him at the defensive end. He's someone that can shoot it mid-range, can kind of post you up a little bit, take you out on the perimeter. Of course, Coleman being a versatile big man, you don't worry about, all right, I don't know if he can get out and check him. So I guess kind of the broad picture is Oakland, particularly with their starting five, is pretty talented.
Yes.
And if they're hitting threes and Illinois is kind of lackluster, sleeping their eyes or whatever it is, I think that's something that you'd worry about. Defensively, they're going to play a 1-3-1.
Oh, really?
Which is going to be an interesting look.
Interesting.
I think that
I hated that 1-3-1.
You can fall in love with the three with that. Yeah. Illinois is, I think so far, they've shot the three too much. You go even to the exhibitions when they were making them. Eastern, they didn't move the ball enough in terms of swinging it and kind of drive and kick type things.
Right.
I would want to see them really attack that 1-3-1, get inside, because Oakland doesn't have a lot of size. And on that back end, you can really get to the rack, get fouled. Of course, you got to make free throws. But
sure.
The short of it is Oakland's a decent team. If you mess around with them, they'll be in the game.
I asked you the impossible question in hour one of why Illinois football plays better sometimes on the road than they do at home. That was nearly impossible to answer. I've got the second one. How's Coleman going to do tonight? I mean, 1 point the last game obviously does a lot of things.
Yeah.
I don't want to be on that bandwagon or on that list of people that just kind of slam Coleman and stuff. But, I mean, it was just an interesting game basically against Eastern all around essentially. But
He didn't play well at all. He was not.
He didn't.
He was not in the right mental headspace. He was doing some questionable things offensively, and Jermaine Hamlin, of all people, was kind of bodying him up in the post. Like, that's not good enough. So for a guy that not only needs to lead this team and be an example setter for Illinois, like, for him to be on NBA mock draft, if he is serious about trying to come back for one more year and have the best possible NBA draft stock, you can't have a game like that. Unfortunately, but now going forward, you've got to take that out of your game if you're him and really be someone, because those people want to be able, those people, I'm saying, you know, NBA front office people, coaches, want to know that if Coleman were to be on my roster as a role player, if we put him out there, we can trust
absolutely
that he's going to do some things in terms of, you know, a little bit more consistency on a night-to-night basis. And so far, you know, the sample size is, yes, he's a talented player. Yes, when he's good, he does a lot for you. He's got to be at a higher level on a given night.
I would not be a professional. I still don't know if I am or not. All these years
you
later.
You get paid for this, so technically that's,
right,
that's professional.
Okay,
yeah,
that works. If I wouldn't follow up with what you had said a minute ago, and then we'll take a break after this, Kyle. We'll hear a little bit from Brad Underwood when we come back. But you said it. I think Illinois takes too many threes. I think last year they took too many threes. This is not that great of a three-point shooting team. You would think that a team that is not that great at shooting threes would get the idea that we probably shouldn't shoot that many threes.
Yeah.
What is a good range in your mind for this team? And I'm not asking you to do the math in your head right now of how many, but, you know, I mean, obviously you want Goody. If he's open and he's from that three-point line, you want that flying, right? Marcus Damask, if he's set up, Gary A can hit the three as well. I'm sure I'm missing someone here, obviously. Coleman can hit it. But I guess what complicates a team that wants to take too many threes when they're not really that great at it?
It's going to be a feel thing on a given night. If certain guys have it going, like if Terrence is making threes on a night, you don't want to prevent him from taking those. Like if he's back in his mode, like he was against Kansas, you don't want to dial that back. I think Coleman, if he's hitting the pick and pop and taking them within rhythm and catch and shoot rather than off the dribble, I'm fine with those. So it's really maybe a feel on night to night. I don't think on the whole you probably want 30 plus threes out of Illinois again.
Right.
There will be some situations where you might be a little bit more willing. But I think something that Brad's talked about, not only in terms of quality of shot, but when you're taking it, is it coming off of good ball movement and action? Are you breaking down the defense and then finding that three on a kick out? Or are you swinging around the perimeter, making that extra pass to the guy that's going to, you know, knock down a wide-open corner three versus is it one pass? Is there 15 seconds left on the shot clock?
Yeah,
and
right.
Then are you chucking it up then? So I think context matters as far as that goes. But, you want Luke shooting them. You want Marcus to take those opportunities. He's not going to shoot 1-for-6 from three very often as he did against Eastern Illinois. So I think this can be and should be a better three-point shooting team than last year. I mean, how could you be much worse?
<It'd be> tough.
But, it's really for me is just kind of the overall just emphasis of getting downhill and making sure you don't settle too much. Because Eastern, I mean, the most frustrating part about it is when you look up at the scoreboard and it shows 1-for-8 from three. And then yet, you know, maybe 3 minutes later they've taken five more. Now they're 1-for-13. Like, at what point do you just say, when you're 1-for-8, oh, maybe we should go to the rim? So there's a little bit too much of that with this team sometimes. It
seems obvious.
It's not enough self-awareness to be like, we should probably try to drive the ball.
Yeah.
And sometimes they fall in love with that as far as the three ball too much.
It makes sense. $4 fireball shots. They were just passed around. We missed them.
We did.
I have a feeling I know somebody here, though, that could maybe make that happen. After the show, of course, now that the FCC is listening. Also, $5 bullet bourbons, that's all day. $4 fireball, $5 bullet bourbons, $3.50 Coors Light drafts today. You can get a bucket of Coors Light for $16.75. Twisted tea cans, $3.75. Bullet Ryan bourbon is mentioned, $5. Captain Morgan as well. That's a lot of times a nice little go-to drink. We used to fill up a Hardee's Moose Cup full of Captain Morgan and Coke when we got home from the bar at SIU. Does that make any sense? And then you wonder the next day, like, one of my buddies is like, I got an idea. Why don't you fill that up with water? You'd feel a lot better the next day. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, and then that night we wouldn't fill it with water. There's no doubt about it. So $4 Captain Morgan drinks. Got a lot of people at Pia's. They're kind of scrunched inside. I don't blame them, but it's not that cold. I mean, I know I'm in shorts and I'm an idiot, but it's not that
bad.
Can
you still feel anything?
Yo, yeah, my legs aren't even – I mean, if you felt my – I'm not going to have you feel my legs.
I won't, no.
They're not even cold, I promise. My hands always get cold, that's for sure. All right, let's talk some Illinois football. Also, we're going to hear a little bit from Brad Underwood when we come back. The Johnson brothers are still here. They're behind us, and I don't know what they're doing. They're taking pictures. They're giving autographs. It's I don't. As long as we just remind Lucas, there's a hot mic. That's all that needs to be. That's all that needs to be said. Let's take a break. We are live at Pia's. We'll be here until 5. Come out. Diane Ducey will be here until 8 p.m. doing a little DJing. No, not till, yeah, maybe not that late. But she'll be here afterwards till the fan bus leaves. Okay, and let's don't forget the Pia's fan bus. Come here. You can take the bus to the game. It leaves 35 minutes before the game is what Chad Pitcher told us. And then they bring us back, and Diane's got tickets for tonight's game. She's got tickets for tomorrow's Illinois football game as well. So come out if you need some tickets. We'll set you up live at Pia's. Let's take a break. It is The Drive.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Reach your savings goals. Busey Bank CD Specials can help. Watch your money grow with competitive rates and offers. Visit busey.com/CD rates, visit your local service center, or call 1-800-67-BUSEY today. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868.
Fighting Illini football is back in Memorial Stadium for Dad's Day and Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, November 11th, as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Get tickets for as low as $20 as we celebrate dads for this proud Illinois tradition. All active military personnel are eligible to receive free tickets. Be in your seat early for a special military flyover. Illinois football versus Indiana, Saturday, November 11th. Get tickets and more info at fightingillini.com.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up, and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first, you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com. Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubel, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubel, A-U-D-I-B-E-L, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audubel and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibleteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audubel. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibleteam.com. That's audibleteam.com.
Are you one of those guys out there tinting windows day in and day out, all different shades of black and ready to put a little color in your life? Come work for us. At Aftershock, we're looking for a guy with experience in wrapping, whether it be window tinting, vinyl wrapping, anything of that sort, or somebody with just ambition that wants to show up to work and be proud of what they do. You know those wraps with Troy Lands on the back waving at you? That's our work. Call us, 833-DECAL-IT, or email office@aftershockdd.com. We want you.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5, The Drive with Tay and Piper. Lante, Derek Piper. We are live at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill. It is a legendary spot.
There's too much fun going on for us to be working right
now.
It's
ridiculous.
It's tough.
Everybody's having fun. They're passing out fireball shots. They're just, and then we're here working.
We got angry balls.
Now they got a different shot. I won't say.
Angry balls. I'll say it.
Right. Brian Johnson's still here. I'm not worried about Brian. I'm not. But when Lucas is behind us, that's when I start to panic on that end. Illinois basketball tonight against Oakland. We touched on that a little bit.
Yep.
What do you think Brad wants to see out of this squad before they get set to host a really good Marquette team next week?
I mean, I think for first and foremost, it's going to be the start of the game, just the focus, the consistency of, when Marquette comes to town, the number five team in the country, that place is going to be juiced. You will not worry about the response and the mentality of your team that night. I think this is kind of a game that bigger picture throughout the course of a season. What are our habits? What can we expect game in and game out? And just really starting to establish that and turn the page from last year where, look, there were stretches of slow starts and overlooking teams, playing down to competition. So I think that as far as that goes, that's what you want to see early on. As it relates to Marquette, you want to get Coleman going. You want to make sure that he's bouncing back from this and feeling good, obviously. It's just trying to rechannel what was working so well against Kansas, which was a lot.
Big time.
You had a lot of rebounding intensity, getting on the glass and having that be an asset for you, not something where Eastern Illinois has darn near 10 offensive rebounds in the first half.
Right.
So there's just a lot to clean up as far as that goes. But it's a different matchup. Oakland's unique in terms of how many threes they take. They're unique in terms of playing 1-3-1. So, like, in terms of translating to Marquette, there might not be as much there. But it's just handling a team that is going to be confident, knowing that they just took Ohio State to the wire. They're not going to be afraid to come in and play Illinois. I was looking, kind of a side note here, I was looking at Greg Campy's recent battles in the Big Ten, and last year they played Michigan State, they lose by 12. 2 years ago they play the Hunter Dickinson Michigan team that went to the Elite Eight with Mike Smith and company, and they go to overtime. So Campy's played the Big Ten pretty well through the years, especially of recent, and while you look and see a 24-point spread tonight, I think that there's a chance it's a lot closer than that.
I don't doubt that it will be. I don't doubt that. And of course, for an Illini fan, you're wanting Marquette to get here, but obviously these games are important, and they're important in the stepping stone to get you to the style of play, or not the style, but the kind of play that Marquette's going to bring here.
Right, and I think that while they're different players, like, we talked about Rocket Watts being a talented guy, seeing maybe Ty or however you go about handling that as far as the defensive matchup, because Tyler Cullett's coming next.
Yeah.
And while, again, like, Rocket's probably more, they call him Rocket for a reason. He's pretty quick off the bounce.
He
can get in the lane. Cullett more of a shooter and table setter, a little more crafty. So they're different, but just to face a a player that was once a, you know, a top 100 recruit, a guy that goes to Michigan State, and
right.
just knowing that, all right, you see a good point guard and just trying to lock in on that and making sure it's tough for him, and then you want to make it, you know, life tough when Marquette and company come to town.
Brad Underwood had a chance to talk about Oakland earlier this week, so we want to get you a chance to hear from the head coach at the University of Illinois. So let's, Kyle, back there in the studio, let's fire up a little Brad Underwood for a bit while we get some more stories from the Johnson boys behind us.
Get one of the premier offensive teams in college basketball coming in here tomorrow. There'll be a different look. This is an old veteran team. Greg Campy, very, very good friend, has I think he's the longest tenured coach maybe in the country. I think he started in like 86, maybe 84 at Oakland. Just built that into a terrific program, gone from Division II status. When I was an assistant at Western Illinois, they came into the league. Got an incredible facility, and he's done an incredible job of finding a way to play, and they're very successful with it. They're going to shoot a lot of threes. They've got a young man that's through two exhibitions at a regular season game. I think he's taken 41, somewhere right in there, threes, no twos. His running mate is equally as good. They've got Rocket Watts at the point, who we remember Rocket from his Michigan State days, transferred to Mississippi State, and now is back home in the Detroit area. very good front line that scores the ball, but a very, very high-octane offense. If you'll remember a few years ago, I think Oakland had a young a player that went the entire season and didn't shoot a two. I think he took 233s and no twos. Or something crazy like that. He had a guy right before that, Bader, I think was his last name, that took like 363s in a season. And the goalkeeper kid is a transfer from Division II. He's big and strong at 6'3", 215, 220 pounds. He took 18 threes against Ohio State, and he gets a look. He's got great range, you know, 8, 10, 12 feet behind the line, and they run him off a lot of actions. They play matchup zone. They play man, so we'll see some multiple defenses. They're a very good offensive rebounding team. Long rebound, long threes equal long rebounds. So our guards have to do a great job of rebounding the basketball. So we know we've got our hands full. Team will be at the top of their league, and I think Michigan or Ohio State pulled away, and I think had a 6-point win, but was down most of the night in that ball game to them.
How much do you emphasize execution defensively early so that shooters like that don't get going?
You know, I think the one thing you have to understand is he's going to make really hard shots. He's Steph like, and I'm not trying to compare him to Steph, but he's like that. He's going to take those type of shots. He's a terrific runaway shooter, running away from the rim. He pivots. He gets those off with extreme quickness. He's strong, so he gets separation. You just got to make him hard. You can't give him easy ones, and you can't miss. Lampman is the same type guy. He just doesn't shoot quite as many of them, or hasn't to this point. But you've got to make every one of them hard. Know that he's going to receive triples, doubles, screens all night. This is a team that doesn't ball screen a lot, but they set a lot of cross screens, diagonal screens, back screens, pin downs to get those shooters going and opening, and then there's a lot of isolation play for their post players.
Coach, Trey Townsend is interesting matchup. Is he a guy that you throw multiple defenders at, or you got one guy in mind?
No,
going to check him.
There'll be a lot of guys guarding him. He reminds me a lot of Amani, just as a junior. You know, he's a 6'6". We'll shoot threes, gets it on the post. They run tons of action to him. He took 16 shots the other night against Ohio State. He's a guy that can pass it. You've got to make his touches as difficult as possible. You can't rest away from the ball with him. And then he's a really good isolation player. They put him in those spots. So Greg knows what he's doing on the offensive side. He puts those guys in areas and positions to score.
Brad, did anything stand out to you on film review of Monday night's game?
Yeah, we weren't very good. We just weren't very good. I think we played good offense for about 16 to 20 minutes in that. We had in our man stuff, we never got it reversed. We were as organized as we were in the Kansas exhibition, we were that disorganized. Coleman bringing the ball down the court. We had guys playing out of position where Coleman rim ran a lot in the Kansas scrimmage. We had guys unbalanced floor too many times. We never got to our splits, I think five times the entire game, compared to 35 in the Kansas scrimmage, which got us to the foul line. And then I thought defensively we did some really solid things. But again, it was not very efficient on our part.
I guess with examples then of some really good things against Kansas and maybe some not so good against Eastern, you shift back to what worked so well.
Yeah, and most of that's mental. Most of that's just a mental approach to playing the game. And, it's where this team's got to understand we got to grow. I never thought we would lose to Eastern, and that's not knocking them, but I just thought that we can't have that approach. Thought we got some great play off our bench, and those guys sparked us. And I think that's one of the real positive things we have this year is if guys aren't sharp, then we'll just set them and we'll just find the right five. And we did that. And it's nice to have that luxury.
Which is offensive rebounds a priority, Brad? And is there something else you can do with that, or is that just an effort thing for the guys?
It's an effort thing. It's when you get a higher percentage back against Kansas and you do Eastern Illinois, and we got 52% of them back a year ago, that's pretty much an effort thing. And one offensive rebound from our starters, that's Quincy had one rebound. He had 10 against Kansas. That's just a lack of effort, a lack of focus, and not just him, that's everybody. So we shot 50%. We left a lot out there. To go get, and that's we can't have that.
I don't know if Dre needs more confidence, but when he does what he does and Amani does what he does in a game that counts, is there a different look about him after that? Do they settle in? How has that looked for you?
Yeah, and it's that fine line where they can't think it's that easy because it's not. And you gotta find that line to not let them rest on their laurels, let them and their past. It's the next game. What happens usually is the attention on the opponent's scouting report becomes a little different. And Draven probably wasn't anywhere on the scouting report because of the way he played in the Kansas scrimmage. Now he'll be on a lot of people's scouting reports. So. You've got to handle that, but I do think they're both very confident players anyway, and both of those guys were exceptional, and they've had good weeks practice.
Make plans to pop into Pia's at 1609 West Springfield Avenue for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday with 16-ounce drafts, just $3.25, well drinks $4, plus wine and seltzers for $4.50, and pitchers are $9. Taco Tuesdays gets you big tacos for $2.50. $2 off on tequila shots and margaritas are $5. Get Mexican beers for $4 each. Go south of the border on Tuesdays at Pia's. Then there's Whiskey Wednesdays and karaoke a few times a month on Fridays with $4 fireball shots. Uh-oh. Football fans, plan to party at Pia's before, after, and during games as you get on the watch parties with great prizes and giveaways during the fourth quarter on special game days. Get five bottles in the Coors Light bucket for $16.75 or enjoy the $8.95 pitcher special on Illini game days. For the Bears, $4 Miller Lite drafts in the 22-ounce keeper mugs and Simply Spiked lemonade. Pia's is the place to party any day of the week.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
It's Chris Hightower, DeAndre Burns. They star in the movie Irresponsible. It's going to be at the Virginia Theater. Doors open at 6. Show starts at 7.
Yes, that'll be coming out, like I say, 11/18.
Whole bunch of local people involved. A lot of venues around this area, as he just mentioned. So we want to see a local movie. Go to thevirginia.org. It's the time of the movie.
Doors open at 6. Yep. The show will start at 7.
Okay. Saturday. Are you guys going to be there?
Yes, sir. Oh, red carpet event. Red carpet.
Stars, man.
Yes. Red carpet.
We can get pictures with you?
Yes, sir. We're going to have a backdrop. There's VIP packages available.
Autographs.
General tickets available.
Irresponsible.
Irresponsible. B-U-L-L.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And family-friendly.
Yeah.
Family-friendly. That's refreshing because sometimes you're really worried about what you're taking your kids to see. Dre Burns and Chris Hightower in Irresponsible. It's a movie. You get to hang with the stars, get some pictures, and just have a unique night out with the red carpet. And it does not happen very often. TheVirginia.org for details.
All right, I've lost Piper because Lucas Johnson is in the middle of a story, and I doubt I get him back. Benny's here. Gary Kling brought me a Band-Aid. I appreciate that from Gary. Ryan Nelson's there. He hadn't done anything for me. So other than that, I mean, what? Oh, did Lucas get done with that story?
We were having a good conversation.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
I wish we could continue with it, but...
So we took another Lon's the shortest dude in the world picture. Where I'm not even the shortest dude in the world, but it was...
You were the shortest dude in the picture.
Lucas
so then
is 6'8".
Yeah.
Is Brian 6'8"? 6'7". Yeah, 6. 6'6"-ish. Of course, that's younger brother telling you that, so you know, I don't know if I believe him. Pipes is 6'3"-ish?
Yeah, ish. Yep.
And I used to be like 6, I think, and now I'm like 5'10", 250. I don't think I'm 250, but I'm pushing it.
You're not 250.
So anyway, that picture, again, is just going to be me like, who's the short dude? Oh, he does the radio show with us. That's long. Like, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Anywhere short
Kyle's
when it's
even,
30 degrees.
I know. Kyle's taller than me, too.
He is, yeah.
So it used to be like I never was the shortest, but now I definitely am the shortest.
All right.
It's okay. Listen, you're 53, drink. You don't worry about that. Oh, we need to play the... Kyle, do we have the drink button? I think we do, don't we?
We sure do.
Well, I say let's hit it. I mean, we just... This couple just came out with beers, and they're ready to go, so... I say hit the button and let's get an Illini win tonight.
Happy hour.
Oh. Pure, isn't it? That's just a pure, pure sound. Fireball shots for half the crew. This is
halfway torture, man.
It really is.
Halfway. I don't complain about our work very often because we're very fortunate to do what we do. But
it's hazard pay.
Yeah.
Sit here and watch everybody do this. I've always thought that about NFL players. Like, you know how cool it is to just sit down in a bar or sit down at home and just watch all the NFL games, and then they're the ones that are actually working out there. It's like that kind of stinks probably for them. But,
fair enough.
All right, you want to talk football or you want to talk basketball? I feel like we need to talk football.
Let's start with football, yeah.
I was going to say, I mean, nothing against Oakland, but I don't know that Oakland's going to be – I don't know. It's not that important of a game unless you lose, so let's don't talk about that because we're not going to lose. Illinois football does have a big one. We don't know yet, unless it has been released lately, that Luke Altmyer is going to play, so this could be John Paddock as your starting quarterback. And it's an Indiana team, Derek, that you mentioned in the first hour is like 13th in the Big Ten in scoring defense.
That's right.
I don't even know. Are there like 28 teams now? Are they like halfway?
Still
in
14.
Oh, they're still at 14.
For the final year.
So obviously this is a team that Illinois should be able to score some points on. I think Indiana's given up 28 a game.
Yep.
Obviously you got to run the ball, but you're going to have to throw it too. So, I mean, is this, you know, you talked about a quick start for Brad Underwood in the Illini basketball tonight. Illinois has gotten off to some decent starts the last few games. Maybe that's why they're playing better. It would be nice to do that again tomorrow.
Absolutely. No, I really liked the game plan going into Minnesota, the way they were able to mix run and pass, obviously use the play action to get some throws going. I think that'd be great for John Paddock to get in rhythm. You obviously would want Caden Fagan to be able to eat yards up on the ground and be able to really make Indiana think about bringing an extra guy down in the box and just kind of first reaction is on that run action and then be able to use the play action. Of course, you can use some screen game, some quick game with Isaiah, get the ball in his hands. That's always a good thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think as I talked about earlier, I hope you don't change too much in terms of your aggressiveness or just your overall thought process as a play caller just because if there is a situation that Luke Altmyer is not going to be out there. So, offensively, I think Illinois should have a decent game. But we'll have to see it play out. We've had some lulls throughout the season in terms of offensively, some quarters, some slow starts and whatnot. So I think a fast start offensively could put you in a good situation. And Indiana offensively has been getting better quarterback play out of Brandon Sorsby.
Yes.
Taking over for Trace Jackson Davis's brother, who wasn't doing all that hot there. And Walt Bell, the offensive coordinator, gets fired midseason as well. So Illinois should, on paper, just kind of talent-wise, just overall expectations for the season should be able to take care of business here. But Indiana, we're talking a lot about what Illinois has to play for. Indiana could theoretically, as crazy as it sounds, if they went out, they're going to a bowl game.
Right.
They could possibly save Tom Allen's job if they were going to say, hey, you rally late, you win your last four, we'll keep you on for another season. And it's not that crazy to say when you got –
Michigan State, I think, right?
Yeah, you got at Illinois, Michigan State at home, and at Purdue. That's their final three.
Wow.
They could technically win out, but obviously Illinois wants to make sure that dream's killed on Saturday.
If Illinois wins this to get to 5-5, then you're at Iowa, and that all of a sudden that's a pretty fun game, especially if Rutgers is able to take care of Iowa tomorrow maybe. I think something else has to happen tomorrow as well, right? Isn't there another – Is it like Wisconsin needs to – or no, not Wisconsin. Yeah, maybe Wisconsin needs to lose again. Anyway, let's don't worry about that for right now. You still got to win some games here. But it would make that Iowa game fun. Johnny Newton will be back. Keith Randolph, we hope, as well.
Yep.
And you said it in the first hour, how nice it'll be to be able to play with both of those guys. Mm. Johnny Newton's best game maybe ever came at Indiana last year. He was at 10 tackles in that game, had a sack, had a bunch of pressures like he does every game. It's fun to watch those guys dominate, and I'm hoping tomorrow we see number 4 and number 88 just wrecking all over the place on that. wreak havoc, that's what I'm looking for.
All of it. Wreak havoc, you know, everything. And really, you're trying to just soak up the last – I'm not trying to get sentimental here or anything, but, I mean, you only got a couple more opportunities to watch that tandem, the law firm – in duo to be able to go out there and show what they can do, because Johnny's obviously moving on and Keith might have that opportunity as well. So it's going to be fun to see what they can do the rest of this season, and still a lot on the table. And speaking on the table, Lucas Johnson's feet.
His feet are on the table.
He's comfortable and we're having a good time.
So this is how nice I am. When he and Brian showed up today, I thought, well, let's get an interview with them real quick, because I'm sure they've got other things to do. And 2 hours later, they're still hanging at Pia's.
Kind of sad we have nothing else to do. This is my life.
Did you send Brian to go eat with his daughter or what?
Do you see my wife anywhere here?
She is not here.
This is vacation. I love you, sweetie. This is a in case she's one of the three people. Listening.
Right, exactly. There's three now. We've lost two.
Sure. Well, they had to go to bed. But
that was good. I think we need to do this on a weekly basis, Brian.
Absolutely.
Well, Brian, oh, my God. I just called him Brian.
Whoa.
Sorry. Whoa. See, I'm the younger brother, and I always got called by my brother's name. Sorry, right. Lucas
so
Johnson.
We know who the favorite is. Right. We get it. No, we get it. Right. So the guy who won one Big Ten championship is the favorite. No, I get it.
Does everybody know that Brian does have a twin? Like, you've got a brother, two brothers, I mean. What's he all about?
Yeah, we don't talk
about
him.
Is he just successful and just, like, ultra?
No, he's like that guy we lock in the bait, like, in the dungeon.
Oh, he's the guy, I know.
Right, he's like, I'm the twin. Right, exactly. He's, right. So we kind of just don't talk about
it. You just
him. Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well,
you got to see him at Christmas.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
You feel bad for him, right? Like, I mean, here are these ultra athletes.
Oh, here we go.
No one has ever called me an ultra athlete.
Talk about an ultra athlete. Look what Brian. Brian's showing off his athletic abilities right now.
Because he's carrying 24 ounces?
48, I think, right?
Oh, man, yeah, even better. Look at that man.
What's on the docket for tonight? You guys are staying out of trouble, but besides that.
That's not part of
it. Oh, that's not part of it.
Wait, who said that? I'm out.
I'm out.
If that is our plan, I'm out. I'm going back to the hotel. We're not doing this. I'll see you at tailgate
tomorrow.
Are
you going to the game tonight, basketball?
No.
No, you just went to the Kansas game.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
what was it like when you played these kind of teams like Oakland?
Well, here's the thing. It was so early in the season. First of all, we did not play Kansas that early, right? So, like, this was our first game,
mm-hmm.
and we were jacked. Like, we were excited, right? Like, it was, all right, we want to show everyone what we can do.
Exactly.
We want to get out there and prove, whatever it was. Our ranking.
You might even get on the court, one of those. Oh, yes!
I'm not Brett Melton.
Sorry to our Muhammad listeners.
All one of you.
Alienated. We alienated. We do actually have a guy that texts in. It's Muhammad listener.
Oh, hey, asking. Muhammad
there
listener.
There we go. We
text in. Call in. We'll talk about B Melt.
It's probably Brett's dad.
Probably Brett.
And that, it might be Brett. Kyle, can we just do this until like 6? Or I bet all of a sudden we're going to hear a commercial. He's like, I'm done. I'm done with these guys. How about a prediction for tomorrow, Illinois, Indiana?
Oh, gosh. Wait, so who's starting a quarterback?
We don't know yet. I assume Paddock, okay. I would assume.
Okay. I mean, that was
quite, impressive,
quite,
wasn't it?
Quite impressive. Now, flash in the pan, and, not saying that that's going to be the case.
You're right.
But, like, that was in the moment, for that moment, that was incredible.
Incredible.
To be able to do that in, for a stretch of an entire game, that's absolutely different, right?
Yeah.
There's a reason why, he wasn't the starter, right?
Yep.
Not to be a jerk, but, like, so it's interesting to see a new guy at the helm, if that's the case.
Veteran. Started 12 games last year for Ball State,
Right. So
we'll see.
So has actually been there, right?
Right.
And been there, done that. So it's nothing new to him. I don't know. I mean,
we win. That's all that matters.
Exactly.
We win.
Wait, or we tailgate.
I got one last question for Lucas Johnson, then we got to go. How tired were you guys when you got to Michigan State in that Big Ten championship your freshman year?
I'll tell you this. I packed for one night.
I did too. I've got a good story about that. I'll tell you over a cold one.
I literally packed for one night. We came up there.
Yeah,
we
Quincy
played.
Lewis in Minnesota.
Oh, gosh. They were going to destroy
us.
Yes. And then I decided, nope. And then
he decided, nope.
I'm like, nope, not going to happen. Who would we play next?
I think you beat Indiana next.
Indiana. It was Indiana. I said, nope.
Yep.
I said, Bob Knight, see ya.
See ya.
Right.
Then you had Ohio
State. Then Ohio State said,
Red
nope.
Penn.
I said, not going to happen. Michael Red, get your shit out of here. Oh, sorry. Get your stuff out
of
here.
Oh, that one. Yeah, that one. That question.
Get your stuff out of here.
and then
Michigan State.
With Mateen and the crew, right?
Well, yeah, for a half, I was all in, and I said, I'm kind of tired.
You know what? Yeah, I don't really want to play in the tournament.
I'm
going
to take a break. Right? Well, I had plans for spring break. If we
exactly.
If we had won – I couldn't do my spring break plans. So I said, you know what, guys?
Honesty.
You know what? I think I'm going to take this second half off. So you're no longer going to have these 2 points.
So now you know.
One rebound.
Now you know
that I'm going to provide you.
Why Illinois did not make the tournament Lucas Johnson's freshman year is because he decided he wanted spring break. I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. Lucas Johnson, thanks, buddy.
Love it.
We got to go.
See you tomorrow.
Yes, my friend. Yes. That ought to be interesting. I can be on the same level as these guys tomorrow, if you know what I mean. I can.
If you're on a stool.
Well, not like that. Oh, this is terrible. All right. This isn't fair, Derek. This isn't fair. Brian, thank you. Thanks for always
Brian,
being
Lucas,
there.
That was awesome. Thank you very much.
Brian's always the veteran. He's always the well-behaved. Of the mature one, exactly. Kyle, we're late. Pia's live. Benny, everybody, thanks for coming out. It was fun today. It was awesome, Pipes. Have fun at the game tonight.
I will try. It's work, but I wish I was joining those
no
guys.
No doubt.
Hopping in the Uber with those two. But, I'll be on the press row.
We'll see you tomorrow. Tailgate.
Yep.
Let's go. Everybody, have a great night. It is The Drive.